The writer Solomon in Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, verses 9 to 12 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. These verses speak of the value of fellowship. They remind us that two are better than one and that three together is better than two together. Solomon uses the analogy of a threefold cord. He reminds us that one stranded cord is weak by itself. A double-stranded cord is stronger, but that three-stranded rope is stronger than either. I know if I was sailing on a stormy sea and I wanted to drop my anchor in for stability, I would want a three-stranded rope. There are times in our life that we are going through a stormy sea, times when we need to anchor ourselves in something that is stronger than ourselves. There are times we need such a strong rope to bind us to a rock of safety. A strong rope is tied to the anchor. Our text today tells us that such of a threefold spiritual rope. The Bible says when these three things, faith, hope, and love, are utilized and exercised together, they will enable us to weather any storm that arises in our life. And if we aren't properly anchored, there's a tendency to drift when the storms come. If we aren't tied, connected well enough by this strong three-folded cord, when the going gets tough, we're going to find ourselves trying to run away. In Psalms 118 and 27, the psalmist speaks of how they used to bind the sacrifices to the horns of the altar. And they did this because they realized that if they didn't bind the sacrifices to the altar, that these sacrifices would run away. We are told that our bodies, right now, our bodies are a living sacrifice to the Lord. And since this is true, if we're not bound by the ropes, by strong ropes, we have a tendency to drift away. When the pressure is on, we drift away. When we need to be binding ourselves to the things of God, when we need to determine in our hearts that we will stand for Him, regardless of what others do, if we're not bound by that type of cord, we will drift away. So let us examine the threefold cord that Paul speaks of in 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. I believe that you will see that this cord is a strong rope for the rough seas of your life. And the verse reads as thus. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So this morning I want to talk about those three cords. The first cord that Paul talks about is the cord of faith, a cord of convinced faith. Now we want you to understand that Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the confidence of what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Another version says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want you to know that faith is not a blind leap into the dark, but it is a confident leap into the arms of God. Many times when we take the leap of faith, we don't see where the end is. We don't know where we're going to land, but we know that the landing is never in doubt because faith has the capacity for us to behold what our eyes cannot see. We realize that faith is the knowledge that God is in absolute control of all the situations in our life and that He is at work in everything all the time. In Ephesians 1 and 11, it says, in him we are chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. That means he works everything out according to his will. And not only that, he says that we are predestined to whatever his plan is according to our lives. So whatever it is that you're going through, God has already predestined you to his will. We want you to understand that in that cord of faith, faith is demanded. There is only one life that pleases the Lord, and it is a life that is lived by faith. The Bible tells us, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. In Romans 14 and 23, the verse says, but whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith, and everything that does not come from faith is sin. So the secret of experiencing and enjoying God's best is to let go of your life. It's to place your life in his hands and to leave it that way. In that cord of faith, faith must be demonstrated. Genuine biblical faith can be seen in thousands of ways in the Bible. And we can see it thousands of ways, hundreds of ways in your life and in mine. But it takes faith to stand when everybody else is falling. It takes faith to serve God when all of those around you won't do that. It takes faith to follow God into an unknown future, knowing that God will work all things out for your good, but his glory. It takes faith to be like the widow of Zephonar. The widow didn't have much, and the prophet said to her, make me something to eat. And she said, I only got some water. I have no cake. I only have a little water. I only have a couple of sticks. I got enough to make for me and my son. The prophet told her, go make me something to eat. By faith, the widow made him something to eat, and she was never without. It takes faith to be a Daniel, to be a Shadrach, a Meshach, and Abednego. It takes faith to be an Abraham, a David, a Peter. It takes faith to be a blind man looking for a miracle. It takes faith to be a parent. It takes faith to be a partner in marriage. It takes faith to be a friend. It takes faith to deal with sickness. Life is all about faith. When we learn that God is in absolute control of all of it, then it will bind us more to that cord of faith, where we will be securely wrapped with him and his will for us. I want to know this morning, are you bound with that strong cord of faith? The other cord, the second cord that Paul talks about, is the cord of a confident hope. What is hope? Well, the dictionary defines hope as have a wish to get something or to get something for something to happen, something to be true, especially that something that seems possible or likely. But I want you to know this morning that biblical hope is different than worldly hope. Biblical hope is a complete confidence in the expectation that rests upon the promises of God. In other words, our hope is believing that God's word is true and can be believed. The songwriter says, my hope is built. My belief is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and righteousness. In other words, hope is believing and trusting. Our hope must also be focused. Genuine hope, our hope is not just wishful thinking, but having a confident expectation that God will do as he has promised. When we have hope, Our hope takes God at God's word. The Bible says in Psalms 119, 89 to 90, that your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. It is also telling us that the God that we serve is faithful. Not only that he stands and he's eternal, but that he's faithful and he continues to all generations. We can believe that hope has a future. Our hope is anchored in the word of God. And the word has seen all that is going to come to pass. It has written all that is going to come to pass. And in time, it will surely come to pass. Our hope is finalized, and it will be finalized by two events. Our hope will be finalized when Jesus Christ returns. Our hope will be finalized when we get the reward that we worked so hard for. Amen? We can hope all for all the things here on this earth, but our eternal hope is in the hope of heaven's reward. I want to know this morning, are you bound with the strong cord of hope? The next cord, the third cord, is a cord of love. Genuine biblical love, you don't really find that in this world today. There are many manifestations of fleshly love, worldly love, but genuine biblical love, it's hard to find. I just want to say a couple of things about biblical love. Biblical love, it is constant. It doesn't waver. It's always there. Biblical love is impartial. It don't love you part of the time. It loves you all the time. Biblical love is stable. It doesn't waver. It doesn't move. It's stable. It's consistent. It's always there. Love is a necessity. If you don't possess the right kind of horizontal love. When I say horizontal love for those next to you, those your neighbors, your significant others, your husband, your wife, your children. If you don't love your fellow man horizontally, your love will fall out. If you don't possess the right kind of vertical love, the vertical love, that is the love for the Lord, you'll fall away. There's people that have and say that they love the Lord, but their vertical love for the Lord is a little slanted. It ain't straightforward. It ain't all the way. If the wind blows, that love leans over to the left and leans over to the right. But we must have a straight kind of vertical love for the Lord. If we don't have that kind of vertical love, I want to tell you that you're wasting your time trying to live for the Lord. Because he wants all. When we love the Lord as we should, nothing will be allowed between you and him. When we love our brother as we should, nothing will be tolerated between us. It is genuine love that keeps all relationships in a perfect balance. You understand that love has a balance. And because love is twisted, the balance is not straight. But when you love the Lord the way that the Lord loves you and the Lord that he is asking you to give to him, that you will be in perfect balance with everything in your life. So I want to know this morning, are you bound with the strong cord of love? I say to you this morning that for a long time as I sailed through my life, I sailed on troubled seas, not knowing where I was going and even why I was there. I don't know if you've ever been someplace and said, well, why am I here? What am I doing here? But my seas were troubled. The wind was drifting me. I wasn't anchored into anything. Whatever blew my way. Whatever blew my way. Whatever was on the seas of my life. Hallelujah. I wasn't anchored. And I don't know how many of you can understand that. I don't even know how many of you can relate to that. But James described the condition that I was in. In James 1 and 6, he says, that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven by the wind and tossed. I was driven by the sea, by the wind, and I was tossed. My ship was being tossed around by the waves of life. One minute it seems like I was on the sea of life and everything was great. Everything was smooth sailing. And then I turn around again, and all of a sudden, the next minute, the waves started to roll, and all of a sudden, I started to roll. My faith rolled. My life rolled. My circumstances rolled. My relationship rolled. My job rolled. My relationship with my children rolled. Everything in my life rolled. The winds of adversity would come, and I would lose control. I know that there's people out there that want to tell you that they control their own destiny. To some, that might be true. Let me explain the destiny that you control. You control the destiny whether or not you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But outside of that, there's most of your life, you don't control anything. We don't control the circumstances. We don't control the storms that come our way. Nothing in this world is certain, except for uncertainty. But I'm glad to know this morning that I found the anchor for my ship in my life. I'm glad this morning that I found something that I can put all of my trust in. I'm glad that I found the person, the one thing that I can rely upon that keeps me safe in the storms of life. That anchor is in Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if you ever seen those movies where these people go deep sea diving and they got these big suits on and they go down into the ocean. And all of a sudden, if they get into trouble, they tug three times. That means they need help. Something's going on. I know today there's some people out there that need to tug three times on the rope of the cord that to Jesus Christ, because you need help. You need to pray, because when you pray, you tug on the rope. When you pray, you tug on that rope of faith, hope, and love. When you tug on that rope, that anchor, Jesus Christ is there, and he recognizes that you need help. One day, I took hold of that rope. The word became alive to me. The word calls me by my name. I realized the word chose me. I believe that he picked me of all people. Each and every one of you today, he's picking you. Hallelujah. You just have to take that choice to choose him. Take hold of the rope. When I fall on my knees and I pray before God, my rope of hope gives me a little more hope than I ever had before. When I tug on that rope, it allows me to reach into the throne, that throne where Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. When I tug on that rope, I have a little more hope, because the grace of God is tugging on me and letting me know that his grace is sufficient for me. My rope of hope is anchored in Jesus Christ. Listen, the anchor could be down there. But if you don't have something to tug, that anchor is going to stay there, and the anchor don't know that you're tugging on it. That rope is like an extension cord. That rope of hope is plugged into an electrical outlet. When you plug that hope cord in, you are plugged into the greatest power source there is. As long as I hold on to Jesus, I know he will sustain me. I know I can't hold on to this rope by my own power. But I gotta decide to take hold of the rope. You can't hold on to that rope by your own power, but you can decide to hold on to the rope. After that, the power of God helps you to hold on to the rope. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, he will hold on to me as long as I hold on to him. As long as you hold on to Jesus, I want you to know that there's no power on this earth There's no storm in the sea. There's no power in hell that can separate you from the love of God. Jesus supplies the power. I want to say this morning, I know that some of us are facing situations that look hopeless, but hold on to the rope. You might feel helpless, but there's still help. Hold on to the rope. You might feel powerless, but hold on to the rope. As long as you hold on to the rope, the anchor still holds. If you don't hold on to the rope and you haven't held on to the hope, to the rope of hope, I'm saying this morning, take hold of the hope of rope. Amen. Hold on to the salvation that is anchored in Jesus Christ. When you hold on with confidence. Sometimes we can hold on to something and we're really not holding on. But I'm saying to you this morning to hold on and hold on as tight as you can. When you feel like you're going to lose strength, to hold on. Jesus Christ will strengthen you and give you the power that you need to hold on to the rope. Don't you know Jesus still has the power that when the storms are going, that he can still say, peace, be still. When you hold on to the rope and things are going on, Jesus can still have you walk on the waves to meet him. He is still the same God that he's always has been. I want to know today, are you sailing on stormy seas? Are you bound to God this morning? Are you bound to the work that he has placed before you? Are you bound to the saints? Are you bound to God's people? Are you bound with the threefold cord this morning? If you're bound with one cord, it's not enough. If you're bound with two cords, it's better than one, but not as strong as three. I want you to know that you need the three cords. You need all three cords in your life this morning. And if you don't have them, I'm asking you to consider bringing them to the altar of God this morning. Hallelujah. We must be bound by the three cords. Jesus and God does things in three. Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days. Jesus dead 3 days before he rose again. Jesus tells us about the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Three cords of faith, of love, of hope. Our three cords. If you're not bound by the three cords today, get bound. Are you bound today? Is your cords, is your rope strong enough today? I want to say to you this morning that I know so many people that are going through so many things. And the only way that they are getting through this is because they have the three cords. Hallelujah. If I told you about some circumstances that I know this morning, you would look and you would say, how can a person do that? They can only do it by faith. They can only do it by hope. And they can only do it by love. And I'm saying to you this morning, whatever you're lacking today, Jesus Christ is there to strengthen and fortify you to this morning. So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads wherever you are. And if you don't know the Lord, I'm going to ask you and offer you an opportunity to give your life to God today. And if you're lacking in anything this morning, I'm going to pray this morning that you will not be without, that you won't be without with lack this morning. I know that sometimes our faith wavers. I don't care how long you've been saved, but there's sometimes things are going to rock you. You need to be reminded that God is still on the throne. I know that there's situations and circumstances that come up. and the enemy will want to distract you from keeping your eyes on the Lord. But hold on this morning. Bow your heads. Father, as we come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, to touch those, Lord, that need a touch from you. Father, I pray for those who do not know you as a Lord and Savior and have not accepted you into their life. We pray this morning, Father, that they repeat these words, that, Lord, I know that I'm a sinner, and, Father, I believe that you died and rose again on the third day, and you conquered death. And because you conquered death, Father, that you have conquered everything that the enemy can throw our way. And I pray, Lord, that I need you into my life, come into my heart this morning, and I receive you, Father, as my Lord and my Savior, and therefore I consider myself now a son of you, Jesus, that you have renewed my heart. You have come into my heart. You have renewed my spirit. And Father, I trust and believe you in Jesus' name. And Father, as we continue to pray this morning for those who are going through situations, Father, I ask that you touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there are circumstances that are going on in the lives of your people right now. God, that the enemy is trying to distract us. But Father, I pray, Lord, that they hold on to the cords of hope. I pray, Lord, that they hold on to the cord of faith this morning, that their faith doesn't waver. I pray, Lord, that they hold on to the hope, Lord, that the cord of hope, Lord, that the cord, Lord, is strengthened by you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they hold on to the cord of love, because with the faith, with hope and love, Father, and the greatest of these is love, Father, that we can go through anything, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that they realize that on the cross that you died and you shed your blood, and somewhere there's a speck, there's a part of the blood that's there for them this morning, Lord. And because of your blood, the power in the blood is still able, Lord, to conquer anything that the enemy might throw our way, anything that this life might serve our way, any storm, any sea that we must go through in the name of Jesus. I pray that you touch them this morning. Father, there's people facing death this morning. Father, comfort them today. Father, there's people facing all kind of illnesses this morning, COVID, cancer, Lord. People that are going through strokes, Father, I pray that you comfort your saints and their friends and family this morning. Father, I pray that you touch those that are going through circumstances like homelessness, other diseases, Lord, loss of employment in the name of Jesus. Comfort them this morning, Father. I pray, Lord, that when they look to you, Father, that their faith would increase. I pray, Father, this morning when they look to you, Lord, that their hope increase. I pray, Lord, when they look to you this morning, that they see love abound for them this morning. You're not a loveless God, but you're a God that loves all of us, Father, in spite of all things that we have done, in spite of every circumstance, in spite of how it looks, you love us still. You don't look at us with the eyes that man look at us. What you see, man don't see. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you opened up it just for us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you don't discriminate. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you don't look at culture. You don't look at the color. But you look at the heart, that you look at the soul, that you look at the individual. And Lord, that you're not just here for the Jews, but you're here for the Gentiles, just like me. And that you open up the gates for everybody to be able to, and everyone is worthy of your love. And we thank you and your blessings, and we thank you for that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bless your name today. We magnify it, Father, and we give you praise and we give you the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that you're blessed this morning. I pray that whatever it is that you go through, that God, that you find God in your circumstances. No matter what it looks like, find God in the midst of it. May God bless you today. May he keep you. In Jesus' name.